Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Sign up for the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow, and an Iowa State Senator was in Marion County recently to speak about it. Let's go in depth with Iowa State Senator Jack Hatch of Des Moines. So, Senator, what was the purpose of your visit to Marion County?
Well, I was asked to come by the local Democratic Party to talk about health care. We're not talking about politics or the elections coming up. People here really want to know what's in the law, what are the expected outcomes, and what are some of the myths about health care that everyone's been hearing. So that was the purpose of coming down here today.
We've got the deadline. Well, I guess we've got the October 1st target date deadline. I don't know what you want to call it, but that's when people start looking at their insurance with respect to the Affordable Care Act, right?
Yes, there's a lot in the Affordable Care Act that we affectionately call Obamacare. It's called Obamacare because the president even refers to it as that, and it's easy for people to understand. Now, it does add up some political firestorm, and so right now when we're so close to a deadline where all the insurance exchanges that are going to be put into every state are going to come online October 1st. That's where individuals who aren't covered by their employer and small businesses, establishments that are 50 employees or less, can actually buy insurance policy online. That's kind of like Travelocity when you buy airline or hotel reservation somewhere. You go online, you click on Orbitz, Travelocity, different websites, and you buy your tickets. That's what we do here. You get online starting October 1st, and there are six carriers in the state that offer the health care plans. All those plans are going to be standardized so you can compare apples to apples. There are four different levels. There's the Platinum, which is the highest, gold, silver, and bronze. And based on deductibles, co-payments, and what's covered, you will pay an equivalent amount, and each of the six carriers will have their prices for it. And it turns out the insurance commissioner gave us the comparisons last Friday that Iowa will have the third lowest rates in the country on these new of any of the programs and policies that are on the future exchanges. So that's good news for consumers.
Now, I know a whole lot of people out there that if they don't have insurance from work, they don't have insurance.
Correct.
They can't afford it.
That's right.
Is that just my friends or is that?
No, that's everybody. That's why we have 10% plus of Iowans are uninsured. And we also have this with a state with the highest two-earner family in the state, where we have the highest percentage of both husband and wife working. Some of our families, our moms and dads are working more than one job to make ends meet. And so insurance is the one thing that seems that they can do without. But the new law says that every individual has to have insurance, so there's a mandate. There's a recognition that if you don't have insurance, you pay a small penalty, and that's not a big incentive to buy it. But I think most people believe that they want insurance if they can afford it. And what we just heard from the insurance commissioner, that some of these premiums that are being available will cut insurance by 25 to 30% from the previous years. So the premiums are coming down dramatically, and that will make it more affordable. And if you have very low income, there are subsidies. So for a family of four, you can have subsidies if you are $17,000, $18,000 for a family of one. I think it's $28,000 for a family of four. You can get a subsidy that will pay for most of your premiums. So if you are low income, then the government will provide some subsidies for you. If you're higher up, the subsidies are is less, and if you're above 400%, then you pay full price. And those numbers I know are difficult to try to understand. There are websites people can go to that will have all that information.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Affordable Care Act with Iowa State Senator Jack Hatch. Now, what do you say to the criticism that why should people that make, you know, a reasonable amount of money in today's economy, why should they get subsidies? Who's paying for that, and why should they get it?
Well, the reasonable amount of income is up for debate. Mm-hmm. We've known for a long time that people will pay for their health care less. I mean, that people are making decisions between their prescription medicine and their food or where they live or utilities. That's not what America's about. That's not what we want our America to be about. And so there's always a sense that in a system that values people staying healthy, it's just unconscionable that people don't have insurance. So most of the reason they don't have insurance is they can't afford it. So let's make it affordable. And for the rest of us who are paying our own way, well, we are paying more now because so many people don't have insurance, but they're still getting care at the hospital. That cost has shifted to us, and the economists say it, we all know it. And so the fact is, if we're paying it anyway, let's move people into a system so everybody's covered. And then the more income you make, the less subsidy you'll have, and then eventually you'll have no subsidy. And that's what most people really want, is not to have subsidy. But when you have health care, which is such a valued commodity in this country and in Iowa, and we know it's good for us, obviously, and we need to have a new system, so we're starting this revolutionary kind of program that is market-based. I mean, that's the other thing your listeners should know, that this is not a government-run program. This is all based on the present market system of competition. That's why these premiums are coming down, is because these private insurance companies are competing with each other. They're finding the real value for their company at a lower cost than they've had before. So this is really a market. It's always been, we've always described it as market-based and market-driven. But the politics of this is a politics of fear, and there's so many myths about it, but we've been through this before.
I've heard it called socialism. Mm-hmm. It's a step towards socialism.
Yeah.
And you're saying free market. What's the...
Well, it's so funny. I remember in the Senate, we had this discussion 3 years ago when it was passed in 2010. And a senator got up and started to rail about the socialized medicine that we were doing, and it was, and that's when they started calling it Obamacare as a negative attribute. Remember, they called the Hillary Care, and whenever the opposition wants to label something, they always kind of tag it with the name of somebody that gives a negative connotation. Well, the fact is, I had it. I just couldn't take it anymore. So I got up in the Senate and just told them that socialized medicine is when the government owns the doctor, owns the hospital, owns the drugs, owns the medical equipment, owns the clinics, and owns all the hospital and the teaching facilities. That's not what we have. We still have private doctors, private hospitals, private pharmaceutical companies, private universities, private medical supply equipment providers, and it is a market-driven system. That's where we had to understand that in the beginning, there was some very, you know, vocal Democrats that didn't like this because it was based on the market and not on government paying for it. So the Democrats had to work that out very quickly. We had the leadership of the president, and the president made it clear what he thought he could get through, and he worked with the Democrats and the Republicans. Unfortunately, didn't receive any Republican vote. But it was passed, and it's going to be probably the most significant piece of legislation that we've had in this decade, if maybe not the quarter of this century. It's an incredible piece of legislation that's going to provide health care for so many more Iowans and Americans, and it is going to it's going to bring down the cost of health care. And we see that already in the premiums that the insurance commissioner is proposing.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Affordable Care Act with Iowa State Senator Jack Hatch. If it's such a great free market system, why isn't Wellmark, the state's largest healthcare provider, something like 80% of people belong to Wellmark? Why have they decided not to enter this free market?
Because if they entered the free market, let me put it this way: the competition is already entering their market, so they can't stop it. And they did not want to go into this exchange because they know that the sickest people are the people who haven't had insurance for years and haven't been going to the doctor, haven't been taking care of themselves. And so they're letting these other insurers come into the marketplace and pick those people up first. And then they're going to come in after the first year is completed in 2015, and they're going to try to cherry pick the rest that are left that may be healthier. It's a sad commentary, but it's their choice. I think we have to understand that to them it's a business, and to people like me and others that have been working on this, it's almost a public service. But insurance companies are not in the public service, and we're trying to use this to our advantage to get competition into the marketplace, premiums down, and Wellmark is going to find that they're going to be kind of on the edge and left out here in midway through this year.
Okay, so the average consumer can be online and can go online to find that. Where do they go?
It will be advertised. I think the web is going to be just www.hhs.gov, and they will direct you to the state websites that are in place. And you can go directly to the Iowa website, which has not been advertised yet. And you will start going in and making, seeing the comparisons. There's a calculator on the website that will help you determine what level of subsidy you'll have. And then there are plans that you could choose and look at. So people can sign up from October 1st, and it goes into effect on January 1st, 2014, 3 months from now.
Okay, well, all of us in our smaller communities have a lot of people that are our friends, that are small business owners, that create the jobs. What does this mean for our small business owners? Should they be worried? Seems like a lot of fear out there.
Yeah, that's a good question, because the small business owners have a lot to gain on this bill. It's really set for two groups of people: individuals who are having individual policies, and small businesses that are have employees that are fewer than 50 employees. And there's a federal incentive for small businesses to participate and to provide health care to their employees. There's a 25% tax credit on the cost that a employer will pay for premiums. That's going to be pretty significant if 25% of your cost can be reclaimed by the small business, and those are costs that the small business person pays directly, not the employee. So it's a very strong incentive for small businesses. Contrary to all this naysaying that you have, people are going to be looking at this very much more closely. And I would suggest to small businesses that they talk to their insurance agents. Insurance agents are getting they understand this better than they have in the past. They were fearful that this was going to really hurt their business, but in Iowa, insurance agents are really the key to why we have so many people with insurance to begin with, and they're going to continue to provide that service. So I would suggest that you contact your insurance agents and ask them about the advantages of getting in and buying it off the exchange marketplace.
Now, most small business people that I know are really busy. They're working hard, creating jobs, making money, working. I don't know, they're just striving to improve their business. They don't have a lot of time to investigate all this. You said talking to insurance agents. Should they also be talking to their accountants?
I think the insurance agent should be someone they should talk to first to see all the benefits, and then they should talk to their accountants to ensure that the bottom line and what the bottom line means to their profits. Some employers will just say we're going to drop coverage, which is their prerogative. Others will say we're going to cut the number of hours of our employees so that I don't have to provide health insurance. But the real key here is small employers should not be afraid. Check it out first. We know that good employees, productive employees, are employees that like their job and get benefits from their work, from their workplace. And good employers that can afford it will get more productivity out of their workers. They know that. And I think that if they investigate this, they're going to find a great number of employers will be able to have a very strong business position, a very strong capital position, and still provide health care for their people and take advantage of this 25% tax credit.
So, like you say, the costs are going down for individuals. You think the costs will go down for small businesses?
Actually, the small businesses can actually pay on the same actuarial basis as individuals. Remember, we're all now this is going to be one big group, and so to some extent, it doesn't matter if you are employed or not. It's who pays for it. So if the employer pays for it, you get a tax credit. And the employer gets a tax credit. And if the premiums are low, as they are dropping and as they are, then they may find that some of these employers that already have health care for their employees may actually be saving money.
So you think a year from now, people are going to be pretty satisfied with this?
I think that every conversation we have with somebody from today until next year, more and more people will see the benefits of this. I would like to say that people need to cut through the political rhetoric. I'm a state senator. I'm running for governor. My consultants are telling me you don't want to get involved in this political hot potato of health care. I see my role a little differently. I think I'm trying to encourage people to know more about it because I think they will be happier. And we will be better. We will have a better system. If more people are in, then the healthier we are, the cheaper it will get. And I believe that the trend is looking at that already. When there are polls about do you agree or disagree with Obamacare, majority of Americans disagree with Obamacare. They think it's a bad deal for America. But if you take every one of the benefits of Obamacare and ask them, do you want to keep your children on a family policy? Do you want to get rid of lifetime limits? Do you want to get rid of pre-existing conditions? They will say yes, yes, yes. Well, that's what Obamacare does. And do you want the opportunity to pay lower premiums? The insurance commissioner just came out Friday and said that our premiums will be the third lowest in the country. So this is working. We just have to get rid of this harsh rhetoric that everyone is talking about and just look at the facts. And hopefully people will see it relatively soon.
Thanks to Jack Hatch for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.